This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got a note from a guy we had sent an email to, mass email that we send out to our list, talking about the KEF perk, where you can get your prescription drugs at an extremely reduced price, flat fee of $60 a month. So if you're spending a couple hundred dollars a month, you want to save over $100, give or take, you use the KEF perk. And he called it spam. And he wrote me this note. You know, he actually said he hoped that I would rot in hell or something like that. And I thought to myself, what a pig. Number one, if you don't like something that we send you, delete it. It's really that simple. But now we've got all this power, right? This power to be a counterculture of whatever's coming at us. It's no longer just about, it's a little bit of a nuisance, like swatting away a gnat. No, I got to make a statement. So you had to send me a note saying, you know, what are you doing sending me to spam, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is a hope you rot in hell. Really? For helping you? Okay, let's say you don't need it. Maybe somebody you know needs it. Let's say you don't know if somebody you know needs it right now. Maybe somebody down the road will tell you, God, you know, these prescription drugs are killing me, and I really need to get a discount. But here's what I will tell you. It ain't spam. It's legit. Because everything that we offer on this program is legit. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're going to be bringing you stuff that we test. If you don't want to use it, great. If you know, people will get off my mailing list, and then, you know, because they got what they call spam from us, and then they'll contact me and go, Kevin, how did I get off your mailing list for getting your other stuff? Oh, so in other words, you want to get my work for free, but you don't even want to listen to what I have to say. You don't care, and I'm not talking to my audience here, right? I'm talking about the people that do partake and then go, oh, geez, you know, yeah, I only want to be a taker. Oh, no, no, Kevin, I don't understand the bigger picture of you starting the Flick Fest and what it means to challenge Hollywood and pop culture. So I don't want to support that because I don't get the bigger picture. I'm not into movies, or, you know, give me the other excuses why you don't do it as you go drink your Starbucks coffee, or, you know, shop at Target, or use Coca-Cola, or run in your Nike shoes and shorts, or whatever it is. You know, what's funny to me is conservatives don't even think about what they do pretty much unconsciously, and I'm not accusing you of having unconscious isms, okay? But you do, because you support Facebook. You're still on Twitter. You're still buying Nike. You're still buying, you know, Starbucks. You're still doing all these things that you know these people don't care about you whatsoever. They are the enemy to everything you are about. They are the antithesis of who you are and what you represent. And you support them. But boy, woe be it, you get a spam piece of email from little old Kevin Jackson, and then, oh, I'll write you a nasty gram. Oh, that's right. You did make that movie Protecting Cops. Oh, sorry about that, Kev. Oh, that's right. You did start that site for counterculture. Oh, that's right. You did save me money with this or that or whatever. And you told me it's okay to use because you did it first. You tried it out. It's insulting. And we wonder why we don't get ahead. There's a person, look, we've been talking about a lot today. The world in turmoil, Iran's nuclear facility, and Biden's inability to do anything positive for this country. And I could go on. But let me tell you, there's a hatred of you that's out there. A hatred. A hatred of your conservatism, a hatred of your spiritualism, your love of God. There's a hatred of you. A hatred of you because you dare prove that it can be done right. It can be done by the book. You don't have to cheat to get your kids into college. You don't have to cheat to get ahead in this world. You can actually go out and work hard and prove that the American dream is alive and well. hatred of you. And don't, God forbid you're white, hatred of whites openly practiced. It's the leftist's version of woke America. And it's amazing to me how leftists merely move their racism around to suit their political agenda. See, it used to be these Democrats hated black folks sight unseen. How dare we want equal rights? How dare we want a seat at the table to be judged by the content of our character, not the color of our skin? But in this latest version of racist leftist wokeism, we get a glimpse of the cult. Hatred of whites expressed under the guise, folks, get this, pay attention, stay tuned, under the guise of religion. A rhythm of prayer, a collection of meditations for renewal, can be purchased at Woke Target as well as on Amazon. And interestingly, the book, A Rhythm of Prayer, A Collection of Meditations for Renewal, gained the number one bestseller distinction in the category of meditation on Amazon, and it features Prayer of a Weary Black Woman by Dr. Shaniqua Walker Barnes. Let me tell you how Dr. Shaniqua got her degree, okay? She got it by pretending to be a victim. At whatever college she got it, and it doesn't matter how good it is, you know, the college could be what's the matter, you, or it could be Harvard. Wherever she got her degree, I can assure you, it has nothing to do with her intellect or ability. She's a theology professor, however, at Mercer University. They should be proud of themselves at Mercer University, because they've hired a racist, an openly racist person who is poisoning the minds of kids. If you got a kid at Mercer, you should take him out. And you should tell Mercer why. You should demand that this woman be gone. Here's what Shaniqua had to say. This is a prayer she offered in her book. Dear God, please help me to hate white people. Or at least to want to hate them. I want to stop caring about their misguided, racist souls. To stop believing that they can get better. That they can stop being racist. See, that's the God that leftists pray to. They pray to a God to help them hate. They pray to a God that teaches them, where they want their God to teach them how to be racist. And they call white folks misguided souls. I'll explain more when we get back. You're going to enjoy this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In case you guys missed it, the interstate system, highway system, is racist. That's according to Mayor Pete Bootyboy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Along with the interstate highway system that's racist, let me give you these other things that we've been documenting that are racist, like politeness is racist. Hard work is racist. Self-reliance. How dare you? It's racist. Logic. Racist. There you go. Planning. You know, planning for the future, planning for your education, planning for your death or whatever. I guess that's all racist. If you've been to black funerals, you sure certainly know that planning for your funeral is racist when they pass the plate because they don't have enough money to bury somebody. Family cohesion is racist. These are all white values being thrust upon black people. How dare you white people want us to be on time and work hard? Oh, by the way, math is racist. God is racist. Just giving you a few things that have been declared racist. Of course, America is racist, and we all know all white people are racist, whether you know it or not. So we're talking about Dr. Shaniqua Walker Barnes, who has offered a prayer in a book called A Rhythm of Prayer, a collection of meditations for renewal that sold at Target and Amazon. You know, at those woke companies. And Walker Barnes prays, "Dear God, please help me hate white people. Or at least to want to hate them." This is a woman that wants to hate. She says, "I want to stop caring about their misguided racist souls. To stop believing that they can be better, that they can stop being racist. Because this racist doesn't understand that she's prejudging white people, whether she knows them or not. Good to know the leftist version of God teaches hatred, particularly hatred of white people." While we're on the subject of Target and Amazon and the sale of this obviously racist book, I want you to imagine for a second that Target or Amazon sold a book that condoned the hatred of blacks. Let's just read this again. "Please, dear God, please help me to hate black people, or at least to want to hate them. I want to stop caring about their misguided racist souls, to stop believing that they can be better, that they can stop being racist." Yeah, how would that book go over? An interesting thing to note about this racist prayer is that the author doesn't hate white people who buy into institutional racism. When you read the whole thing, no, thus woke white people avoid the wrath of this particular prayer. However, the prayer then describes the unwoke white person, or what Shaniqua calls the wolves in sheep's clothing who don't see color. These whites appear friendly to blacks. However, their ignorance of racism makes them dangerous. Unbelievably, these whites that don't know about their racism, well, they're deemed more dangerous than the obvious racist neo-Nazis or the white supremacist whites. Yeah. She writes this, "Lord, if it be your will, harden my heart." Yeah, she wants her heart hardened. You believe it? She says, "Stop me from striving to see the best in people. Stop me from being hopeful that white people can do and be better. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that no white person has injured this woman in her entire life. She can only speak of whites hurting her anecdotally. She can only speak of it in the context of like some hypnotic thing that said, oh, that's right. One time when I was 2 years old, a white woman said, call me the N-word while I was in the crib with my mom pushing me at the Safeway or whatever. She has there's not a single thing in her life where she can say a white person did something to her. Yet, she's praying for a harder heart. She says, "Let me imagine them instead as white hooded robes standing in front of burning crosses. Let me see them as hopelessly unrepentant, reprobate bigots who have blasphemed the Holy Spirit and who need to be handed over to the evil one." I'm going to ask you folks, do you think you can win in this battle? Do you think that you are going to reason with Dr. Shaniqua of Mercer University? Do you think that she's going to listen to you? She's been programmed to think this way. And she's programming others. And she is influencing young minds of all colors to think as she thinks. And the sad part is, society is allowing these people to exist in their full racist splendor. And they have a word for it that makes them all feel good. They call it being woke. She says, "Grant me a get out of judgment free card if I make white people the exception to your commandment to love our neighbors as we love ourselves." She wants permission to hate. She wants permission to hate based on color, not based on what you do for her. It doesn't matter what you do for her. It doesn't matter how much you do for her. She's not going to change. Leftist America, folks, teach hate. And woke corporations like Amazon and Target condone it. Now, I won't ask for a ban of this type of nonsense. I'm not going to say don't go at Target or don't do something with Amazon or let's get them off of there. I do expect people to act accordingly, however. If you can substitute white for black and react differently, then America must act indiscriminately, not based on color. And again, I won't ask for a ban. I'll ask for common sense in dealing with this stuff. I wouldn't buy it. I would tell people, you do what you want. I don't buy racist drivel. I would write a letter to those guys and say, really? This is the type of thing that you will allow to be sold? I don't care what you do, but I want you to understand I'm going to voice my displeasure at what you're doing. How does anybody openly condone racism of this kind? I want somebody to explain it to me. Don't talk to me about the past. Don't talk to me about colonialization and the patriarchy or any other nonsense. Tell me how you can sight unseen tell me somebody's racist and somebody is not. Because, see, I've lived long enough to know that the majority of racists I know are Democrats, and the worst racists in America are black Democrats. Racism is colorblind, folks. It is. It'll leftists will put it on whoever they want. It was blacks in the 1860s leading up to the 1960s, actually into the 2000s. That's what Democrats were discriminating against. And now they're doing it for whites. Why? Because they're still running game on black folks. Leftists blatantly, openly hate white people, try to pass it off as wokeism. And the game is they want blacks to believe we got your back. They do. They got your back. And they're going to put a knife in it the minute you turn it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The officer who shot 20-year-old Dante Wright just outside of Minneapolis is resigning. Brooklyn Police Officer Kim Potter turning in her resignation on Tuesday, which is effective immediately. In a statement, Potter saying she enjoyed being a police officer, however saying it's in everybody's best interest that she leave the force. Members of the White House COVID response team are tamping down concerns about the recommended pause of the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the recommendation coming from the FDA and CDC due to concerns about very rare blood clots.
This announcement will not have a significant impact on our vaccination program.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients. President Biden set to pull all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is leading mourners who are paying tribute to fallen Capitol Hill police officer William Billy Evans.
He was defined by his dignity, his decency, his loyalty, and his courage.
Evans lying in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. The 41-year-old Evans was killed on April 2nd when a Nation of Islam supporter rammed him and another officer with his car at the Capitol security checkpoint. Tensions continue to rise between China and the United States.
China has warned the United States not to play with fire on Taiwan issues after the Department of State updated its guidelines easing restrictions on meetings between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's really important to see all these TV anchors, personalities, showing themselves getting the shot. We've seen a lot of vaccine selfies from lots of folks at lots of different networks. It's been really inspiring to see. You know, the Today Show even brought the co-host outside for a live group vaccination this week. And Rachel Maddow on Friday on MSNBC talked about how she was really fearful of the needle, really worried about it, and yet it was important to get the shot, and she did, and there she is talking about it on air. So, I say all of that to make the following point. Where are Tucker and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham? Where is Ainsley Earhart and Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade? Where are the biggest stars on Fox getting vaccinated? I get it's a personal choice. I get that's between, you know, the hosts and their healthcare provider. But everybody else is doing it, right, Matt? I mean, all across television, all these anchors are rolling up their sleeves. Why do you think we haven't seen the biggest stars on Fox News get vaccinated or show us their vaccine selfies?
That was Brian Stelter of, is he, I think he's MSNBC, right? Or is he CNN? I'm not sure. I don't watch him. But I think it's, this little 1 minute clip of him is so telling. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. Listening to it is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Do you understand everything that this guy said in a minute? And how significant it is? Well, if you don't, I'm going to tell you. He says it is important to see TV personalities getting the shots. It's important. See, without seeing them do it, how are you going to do it? You are interested in what they do. He says it is inspiring to see. See, Brian Stelter believes he inspires you. He believes that these TV hosts of shows are inspiring. He said the Today Show did a live vaccination, which, quite frankly, is the most inspiring because it isn't them showing you a picture. It's them doing it right in front of your face, America. Rachel Maddow, he laments, she's afraid of a needle, but she did it. Look at Rachel Maddow. Holy cow, America. Why haven't you responded? Rachel Maddow did it. She's fearful of the needle. You have nothing to fear. Look at what she did. Oh, you have nothing to fear except, well, I don't know, the data of people getting palsy or dying from it. The fact that every time you turn around, they're recalling it saying, well, don't get the Moderna version or don't get the Johnson & Johnson version. We're shutting down stuff because when you get the shot, people are spazzing out right in front of your face. They won't tell you that what these people are getting on TV these live vaccinations are placebos. They're not going to tell you that. Yeah. But this is more. There's a lot more to bite off here, folks. Brian Stelter. He says, where is Fox News' biggest stars? Okay, so I have friends that when I was on Fox, they would say, oh, it's my buddy Kev. He's on Fox, and you know, they have me talk to their buddies. And they say, you're really Kevin Jackson from Fox News? And then my buddy would go, yeah, I told you I had a friend who's a star. And I would get back on the phone with a guy, and I'd say, hey, let me explain something to you. I'm no star. I don't do anything spectacular. I give an opinion on a TV show, and people see me. Other than that, I'm not a star. I'm not a star. Neither is Sean Hannity. Neither is Tucker Carlson. Brett Baer, any of them. They are people doing a job, and their job happens to be in front of millions of people, but they aren't doing anything spectacular. Look, if you watch Hannity and you don't feel like you are as good at what is him, I'm no offense against Sean. He doesn't do that much. Producers do a lot of stuff. He writes his stuff. I mean, he puts in the work, and I don't mean to minimize what that work is. But let me tell you something. I know many, many people who can do that job. Especially when Roger Ailes was running it, you could have put a chimpanzee in one of those chairs, and they're going to get a certain number of people that are going to watch the show. Look at Gutfeld in the evenings in his new supposed late-night comedy show that drags a certain number of people over. It'll start out decent. It'll drop because he's not that talented. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not trying to, cut him down. I would say it if he was in the room. You're not that talented. You get an audience, and yes, you get an audience that size, you're going to keep a certain number of them. There are people that, even to this day, they know what's going on at Fox, and they go, yeah, I know, Kevin, but I'm programmed to watch it. Particularly older folks. So these aren't stars. They're individual people who have decided they're not going to do it. And that's what takes me to the next part of this that I find interesting is that Stelter says, I get that it's a personal choice, followed by the infamous but everybody else is doing it. Why aren't they doing what everybody else is doing? Isn't that what we've been taught? Forget the statistics. Forget that nobody he mentioned is in the demographic to die from Wu flu. They're just not. These people are not over 70 years old, 80 years old. They're not sick with underlying conditions. Why would you get this shot? Scott Presler, who's an acquaintance of mine, I think he goes by the Persistence. And he's gone around from place to place trying to get voter registrations and things like this. And he's a solid guy. He says every Republican governor should be pushing for voter ID laws, no mask mandates, no vaccine passports, protect women's sports, Second Amendment sanctuaries, open businesses to full capacity. And he's 100% right. So some of those things have to do with what? The dreaded Wu flu. No mask mandates, no vaccine passports, and open businesses to full capacity. There's a person who tweeted this, those who sell the panic sell the pill, in reference to Dr. Fauci. Just so you guys are aware, I got contacted by a group. They're supposed to be like the Truth in Media. I forget the name of it, but it wasn't Truth in Media, but it was like media, something along those lines, where they want to make sure that news outlets are reporting the truth. And a guy called me months ago and he says, you printed an article about something, and he trying to question me, like Russian collusion or something, and he says, and it turned out it wasn't true or whatever. And I said, first of all, whatever we print I don't believe that it turned out it wasn't true. But he says to me, but you don't believe the guidelines for the CDC. You've reported that you think that the CDC is, you know, full of crap. You know, he didn't put it that way, but I should probably just read his email to me. And I said to him, he says, and I want to follow up on my friend because, you know, you're reporting bogus information. And you know what? Let's just do the email because I think it would make more sense for me to do it and not, give misinformation. So let me just read this email to you. I'm going to find it here just now. All right, I found it. So here's what he writes. He says, I hope you're doing well. It says his name. It's called NewsGuard. And he says, we do a write-up designed to give readers a better sense of sites they visit for news. He's in the process of doing a write-up on my site, blah, blah, blah. And he says, here's what he found. Can you comment on why the following stories remain on your site uncorrected? This story says masks don't work, even though that's not what the underlying CDC guidance said, despite the fact that a growing number of scientific work suggests they do, blah, 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 blah. So, and the email is, he's got multiple criteria, clarify these errors, this, that, and the other. And here's what I wrote to him, just so you guys understand. I said, my site is not news, it's opinion. And using your example, I said, I believe the CDC is full of crap. I said a different word. In their assessment of COVID-19 infections and deaths. I'd like to see the actual comparisons on flu infection rates year over year in the year of COVID. Moreover, there's immense data and contradictions on the so-called experts regarding deaths as it relates specifically to comorbidity. The WHO and CDC disagree, and they use idiots like Fauci to propagate this nonsense. Fauci has no more medical expertise in virology or epidemiology than the next Uber driver I use, and that's just for starters. Fauci recently commented he doesn't understand how Texas hasn't seen an uptick in COVID-19 infections. Well, I have a pretty good opinion, as to why. So you purveyors of truth and news fascinate me. It's not a search for truth, but an attempt to rationalize some narrative you're paid to normalize. I get it. I don't try to get in between a man and his money. I'll finish this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this,
or this. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about a guy who sends me a note wanting to check out my site to make sure that I'm not the purveyor of fake news. And he asked me about a story about masks, gave me examples, and he says another one is he goes, based on these examples, your site likely fails to meet our standards on, quote, whether a website gathers and prevents information responsibly, and two, whether a site avoids deceptive headlines. It may mean that your site fails another criterion, which whether a site repeatedly publishes false content. So I'm an opinion site. He says I'm doing false content. And he gives me these examples, quite frankly, of things that are going to be validated to be true. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it, is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And this guy His name is Samuel. He's with NewsGuard Tech. NewsGuardTech.com. So I responded back to him, and I said, as for my site, I repeat, it's opinion. And my site is shadow banned thoroughly because I give rational explanations of my opinions. I don't care if anybody's influenced by my site or my opinions, as they are public ramblings of a learned black man. For the record, I'm willing to discuss, debate, or otherwise back up my opinions in proper forums anytime, anywhere. If you report me as news, I will respond accordingly. I wouldn't stoop to calling myself a journalist. I'm just a rational pragmatist who knows I need nobody's permission to espouse my opinions. Now, that's what I said. And he's wanting me to back up this stuff. You don't do this, and we're going to report you as this. How dare you have opinions about information that you're receiving? One of the things he says is, you said in Philadelphia there were 205,000 ballots that were, you know, fraudulent or whatever. I think that's low. They validated 2,000 people were on the voter registration. 20,000 rather were on the voter registration who were dead. So, yeah. But I think that's just for starters. I think it might be closer to 200,000. I said that. Let's just say 400,000. If we can put, look, the media pulls numbers out of its butt every single day. Matt Gaetz is under fire right now because you know what they said, what CNN said? Two unconfirmed sources said Gaetz tried to have a meeting with President Trump and was turned down. Did they reveal sources? No. They did nothing. But this guy wants me to believe, he wants people to believe, my site is a purveyor of faith. My site is a purveyor of legitimate opinion. Legitimate opinion. See, this is what bugs me about these people. I talked before about Black Lives Matter and how these people, Twitter, censored people that put out an anti-BLM tweet. Now, I'm not going to go into it again. You can catch it in the podcast. But just the idea that these people that call themselves a purveyor, they're the people that are going to tell us what's really good news and what isn't, what's legit news, are full of crap. They're liars. And one part of it that bugs me the most right now is the lies about the WHO flu. You guys got this story, I'm sure, that just under 39% of Marines with an average age of 25, meaning they have zero risk for WHO flu, are not going to get the shot. It doesn't even prevent you from getting WHO flu, falling ill, or transmitting it. And so these guys who are the most fit of the military, I don't know if you guys know this, but Marines consider themselves special forces by themselves. Forget Force Recon, who are the special forces within the Marines, or they call them MARSAC or something. I think they call them MARSEC. Now they changed it. But these guys are the fittest of the fit. And they're going, well, I'm not getting no stupid shot. I'm surprised they got 61.1% of them to get it. Bunch of, like I said, the military is very different from the old days. They said the rate of decline vaccines was as high as 57% at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Apparently, the smarter they move away from the West Coast, the smarter they get, or the farther they move away, I should have said. Due to the vaccine's emergency use authorization by the FDA, the military can't force service members to get vaccinated. I wonder if they'll report to us how many Marines die or get palsy or have to place out of the Marines because they can't do, they're no longer fit to do it. Do you think we're going to get the real information on that? But before we run out of time, I want to play this clip. This is a woman speaking at a school board in California on the vaccine. You want to hear some passion over this thing? You want to hear some debunking of the fake news? Check this lady out. This is an amazing testimony, is the way I would describe it.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharas, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death, okay? And he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the transgene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katya. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharas, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Oh my gosh. I absolutely adore that woman. The passion. Were you aware that this is an experimental medical protocol that they use the Emergency Use Authorization Act? Therefore, they cannot mandate its use. They cannot. Then she goes on to talk about the delivery of this experimental protocol that killed ferrets in the studies, and they won't even tell you about it because now they're doing it on humans. They've sped it up. Look, here's what I say to everything that we play, I don't know anything about this. I'm not trying to be news. This is a thing that I saw. You can go validate any part of this you want. I'm not pretending to be an authority, but what I am an authority on is my opinion about Fauci and what's going on in this country. And my opinion is this is the biggest ruse and the biggest money heist in the history of our republic.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.